Langley's philanthropic twins, Chris and Jamie Rushinsky, have more big news to share. On December 1, the duo, and about 100 other core volunteers behind the twins' cancer fundraising, unveiled the list of headliners for next summer's Gone Country charity concert, and in 48 hours the early bird tickets were sold out. "Tickets have never sold this fast," said Chris Rushinsky. A few weeks ago, organizers of Gone Country announced this, the 10th charity concert in the past 13 years, will be the last. TCF will be looking at some new fundraising ventures, said Chris. Unveiling the roster of performers for next July's show, Chris confirmed Dakota Pearl is back, Danielle Ray will open, Dave Hartney and Tony Stevens are on stage, Chris Buck is flying in from Nashville to help close the show, and Junior Country's DJ Jackson Hawks will be back for his 10th year. On top of these performers, some surprise guests are still to be announced, but Chris was most excited to announce the return of Gone Country legend, Karen Lee Batten, also from Langley. "She's never missed a year or a phone call when we need help. Karen knows how much we love her. We tell her constantly," Chris shared. The big news in the recent unveiling of headliners, however, was the return of a fellow Langleyite and Canadian country music superstar to the stage. "It seemed so fitting to bring back Dallas Smith to go out with the biggest bang we could," Chris said, noting Smith was at the first Gone Country. "So it felt right that he returns to help us close down the finale. I mean, he's only won CCMA Entertainer of the Year 3 times, has 18 gold-certified singles, 7 platinum-certified singles, and 4 gold-certified albums, plus an all-around great guy who puts on a hell of a show. This is going to quickly go down as the craziest Gone Country ever," Chris concluded. Related: Gone Country benefit show gone after 2024. And more with video. Picture taking generates sack full of toys for sick kids.